He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money managers Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson, broadcasting live from Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. And guess what? The market has just gone positive, up 8 points, and we are positive. We were down just 100 a bit ago, and the NASDAQ right now is down 26, but we have had a turn. We've had two turns this morning, Paul. We had the turn from the futures, which were pretty buoyant this morning, back to down 150 or so on the futures when China announced the retaliation against us. And now the market has gone positive on Powell's positive comment on interest rates. Okay. Never is there a man that can move the markets like Jerome Powell. And I suppose Donald Trump is number two right behind him. The Dow is up 4 points right now to 26,256. The S&P is minus five to 29.17. There's some weakness in the trade-related stocks, particularly the oil stocks, the toy stocks. And I got to believe the semiconductor stocks probably getting it a little bit today. The NASDAQ's down 23, 79.67. Crude oil down $1.51. That's on that trade news this morning. Gold likes the trade news. It's up $7.50 to $1,516 per ounce. Silver's up 11 cents at $17.15. Now, the yield curve did invert for a bit this morning. I think it's uninverted since then. It's very fragile right now, as both the 2-year and the 10-year are very close to one another in yield. And right now we have the 10-year at 1.57. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money managers Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Weather pleasant here. Looks pretty nice in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The 10-year right now is at 1.60%. 1.60%. And it's been a morning full of news. Usually Fridays are pretty slow for the news stream in the market. But, Paul, we got plenty to talk about. There's no shortage.
That's for sure.
Oh, my gosh, today. So, you know what? We're getting, you know, we're kind of supposed to be in the summer doldrums right now. The volume's pretty light in the market. We have a 3-day weekend coming up next weekend. And Jerome Powell is vacationing, I guess you could say, working man's vacation in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And apparently he has said something that was candy to the market's ears. And now we're down 21, 19, call it, on the Dow. We were down 130 just a bit ago. Well, yesterday was just kind of a so-so day. It battled back, and then it lost its gains, and then it battled back. But for me, the story this past week were the big retailers, the blowout earnings from Home Depot, Lowe's, and especially Target. Target's the one that just really, floored me, the strength of the earnings at Target. And then, of course, you have a lot of the mall-based retailers. There is definitely a split market here. There seems to be a certain class of retail stocks that people are still visiting. Okay, they're not ordering their petunias online from Lowe's. Okay, you're not ordering your Milorganite fertilizer from Home Depot online. You're still going to those stores, but at the same time, you look at L Brands and Macy's and a lot of the other mall-based retailers where it's very light, easy to package, easy to send. they seem to be the ones that are suffering mightily. The Dow's now down 108. We have a very volatile session going on this morning. Woo, do we? Okay, well, Powell has said something. I haven't been able to disseminate it yet as I prepared the show. But I would say the big news today, prior to whatever Powell has just said, China announced this morning. Now, the futures were up about 60 to 80 points this morning on the Dow. And there was breaking news this morning that China is to impose tariffs on $75 billion more of U.S. goods. And those tariffs will be anywhere from 5 to 10%. And you've heard the term turning on a dime. It's exactly what the futures did. You know, I think I went out and got a glass of cold water, came back in, and cold water had been thrown on the market in just a matter of seconds, literally. And, you know, some say that there's algorithms written out there that pick up on key words. China tariffs would be one, and those algorithms, they immediately respond to any kind of news. And, of course, algorithms were also written about Jerome Powell and what he might say. So there you go. You have a volatile morning in the market so far. And if that's not enough, the world leaders will start arriving in Biarritz, France today for the G7 summit scheduled for August 24th through 26th. And, of course, that summit takes place amid growing concerns of global economic slowdown and an escalation of the U.S.-China trade war. Hey, maybe Switzerland can get in there and negotiate some middle ground between the U.S. and China, Paul. Switzerland's kind of played that role in the past. Or they don't take sides. They kind of have a history of that. But maybe at the G7 something can come from that. In the meantime, the rhetoric heats up between the U.S. and China. Brexit will be a big topic over there at the G7. And, of course, President Trump will get together. They call him Bojo, Boris Johnson, Bojo. Better than Bozo, I guess, Bojo. I was actually on the Bozo show when I was a kid living in Burbank. I think I took on his personality. No, I'm just kidding. Boris Johnson and Trump will get together. Now, the world markets overnight were doing well. They were looking forward to Powell saying, you know what, I'm going to listen to Trump and I'm going to give him a 1% rate cut right now. And, well, not exactly, but they were pretty optimistic. Everything was up about a 0.5% overnight around the world. Now, as we look at our own Fed committee, they're pretty divided. You know, you take a look at all these comments being made. St. Louis, I'm all for St. Louis. Ballard backs a rate cut. But at the same time, you've got the woman traveling with Jerome Powell in Wyoming. She is not for a rate cut. So we'll see. You know what?
I mean, Ballard is even looking for a 0.5 point.
Now, there's my man, okay? If you're a market guy, you know what? Well, and a bond guy, you like the steroids in the mix here to keep the economy inflated. But, you know, there are several on that committee that don't back a rate cut. So we'll see. You know, another piece of news that came out right before we started the show. And I think that might have caused the bounce back in the market also a little bit. New home sales plunge 12.8% from dramatically revised lower June. Well, you know what? That's a little bit of fuel to justify a rate cut. But those new home sales, they're very dicey, you know, from month to month. And, you know, you've got mortgage rates at their lowest level since 2006. That's where we're at on U.S. mortgage rates right now. And surprising to see, we're at 3.55 on the 30-year. I got to call my mortgage guy today. I got him on speed dial, man. And, you know, we keep looking at some kind of opportunity to add to our – we're one position short. We took some profits on one position in the bond fund. We even talked about buying the inverse bond fund, inverse interest rate fund that's leveraged 2-to-1 just as a hedge right now. But right now it's just a little bit too scary with the Fed going back and forth between cut, not cut, etc. Well, the ECB, they clearly map out where they stand. You couldn't paint a whiter dove than the ECB. They will continue to do everything they can do from a monetary policy only standpoint to keep their economy from going to recession. They've got the sandbags around Germany right now trying to keep it from going into recession, and they think buying back of bonds and lowering interest rates is the answer. Well, it hasn't been so far. This is Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson. We'll be right back. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll trade around the world, especially between the U.S. and China. Continues to be the hottest topic, along with the Fed, the U.S. Fed, Jerome Powell in particular. We've just gone really positive here. At least we have, Paul. If you looked at RAUM, we have two of the biggest winners in the market today from a large cap, well-known point of view. We'll get to that in a bit. So we're having a very good day here, and the market is just kind of bouncing all over the place. But Japan and the U.S. are also in negotiation. You know, Robert Lighthizer's got to be one of the most overworked guys in the world today. He's the head negotiator. And, you know, I was listening to Peter Navarro. I never have really liked Peter Navarro. He's from my neck of the woods. When we were in San Diego all those years, he was a professor at UC Irvine. And I always thought he was a little bit out there on a limb myself. I did read his book, Death by China, and it did make a lot of sense to me. But, you know, he said that it's really five guys that are negotiating this. It's Wilbur Ross, Peter Navarro, Lighthizer, and Trump, and one other guy, and that's it. And nothing really goes outside of that circle. Well, at least they hope. But they're also negotiating at the same time with Japan. Okay, so trade in the news today. Well, as we look for indications of a looming recession, okay, it was a week ago Wednesday that the yield curve, the 2-year and the 10-year, the one that's most highly watched, inverted, and the market was down 800 points. But since then, we've seen anything but recessionary indicators coming out from Main Street and corporate America. When you've seen these big companies like Home Depot and Lowe's and Target reporting better than expected earnings, in fact, way better, not just a little bit, way better. For me, one of the very biggest indicators of recession, it's the LEI. Most people don't really follow this, but it's the leading indicator index, LEI. And you can go to a website called Trading Economics and look at that, the chart of the LEI over the years. It's looking out into the future at the various indicators and giving us a read. Well, the leading indicators were released this morning. They're released once a month, and they rose more than expected. And I would say that that indicator is probably better than Target, Home Depot, Lowe's combined. It's a very good indicator. One of the very important ones that show recessionary signals, and it came in better than expected. And of course, maybe that will lead the Fed to cut rates. Good news is bad news for the Fed. They fear inflation. They fear the economy getting too overheated, and they try to control things through juicing, turning up the spigot or tightening the spigot on interest rates. We've got to, you know, I can't help but notice Boeing again today. Take a little time there. Pull up the chart, Paul, on your 1 year of BA. I mentioned this yesterday. Boeing is not, I'm not really a buy a stock when it's way out of favor and beaten down kind of investor. But Boeing has been a best stock now, you know, as recently as spring of this year. And then, of course, it went from 446 down to 330. It lost 116 points, 35% of its value during that troubled time, and now it's leveled off, and it looks like that they're playing the 737 MAX. It will be back resuming their flights by year's end, and that's an amazing turnaround taking place at Boeing. It's up another $10.55 per share. Maybe we'll look at some options on Boeing. There's Paul, after the show, take a look. I like to go out, personally, when I buy options, I like to go out, I like to buy some time, all right? I like 3 or 4 months at least. And I personally like to buy them pretty close to the money. So if Boeing's at 364, I wouldn't go much further out than 375. So you take a look after the show for me for some, maybe some 375s that would come due. This is August, by the end of the year, somewhere like that. And I'll bet they're pretty expensive. I'll bet the price has gone up on those things a lot here over the last 2 days. So you know what? Keep your eyes on Boeing. Boeing's been one of the drags on the Dow this year. It was a big leader in the Dow. It was up about 40% in 2019 before everything went bad for them. And now it's starting to slowly come back. I'm not the only guy noticing. Buckingham analyst Richard Safran reiterates his view that Boeing remains a tactical buying opportunity. Yeah, I think that's a good word. Saying the stock could go to 400 to 450, driven by 9% free cash flow yield based on roughly $30 a share of free cash flow in 2020. So anyways, for what it's worth, Boeing is looking very, very good, which bodes well for the Dow the rest of the year. Okay, Impossible Foods, they are getting ready to go public. And right now, the recent transactions in the secondary market value Impossible Foods as high as $5 billion. Where's Beyond Meat these days? We've got Beyond Meat is at
$9 billion.
$9 billion. Well, you know what? They're using Beyond Meat's valuation to value their own shares. Beyond Meat has really helped the insiders at Impossible Foods juice their returns. I just don't see people loading up their baskets with pea-based beef. When I go grocery shopping, that's just me. I mean, it's a very small part of the meat aisle, if at all. But Impossible Foods, of course, they've got the Burger King contract. I'm still going to have, I don't know where the nearest Burger King is. I think I got to go to West Ashley or something like that. I don't think we have one over here in Mount Pleasant, maybe North Charleston. I'm going to try one of those Impossible Burgers and give you a report nationwide on Bill's culinary review of the Impossible Burger. I don't even like the Whopper, okay, to begin with, so we'll see if the Impossible Burger is any good. I like this idea, Apple launching a Pro iPhone. Now, I'm in on that. You're going to get a wide-angle lens. You know, when that guy threw that bait net, remember that, Paul, off that beach? He threw a 12-foot bait net, and it spread like a parachute. I captured it barely, but I certainly could have used a wide-angle lens there.
For sure.
And you're going to get unbreakable glass, okay? Well. And waterproofing in case we fall overboard, Paul.
Okay.
I'm all in. This is Bill Gutterson and Paul Carlson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second half, the closing day of the week here, this Friday, August the 23rd. Summer winding down here very, very quickly. There's a few other notes on that Pro iPhone. Here's what stands out to me. Wireless charging. Okay, I hate that long wire that is connected to whatever charging my iPhone because it always needs charging. A multi-angle face ID sensor. Improved waterproofing. And here's the one that I like. New shatter-resistant technologies. This would be the iPhone 11. And I have found that asphalt and iPhones do not mix. And I think I'm on my third piece of glass. I finally got a big hefty case to encase my iPhone. Now it weighs 27 pounds. But yeah, asphalt and glass do not mix. Parking lots. I've always had trouble dropping that stupid iPhone. And there you look at it, and there it is, the shattered glass. Okay, I wrote an article. It's not published yet. But the concept is, and we've talked about this many times. Paul, look up L Brands, LB, right now. What's the current dividend yield on LB at the current time? L Brands, which reported earnings this past week, continues to slide. Okay, that's Victoria's Secret, Bath and Body Works, and the Limited. What do we have for a dividend yield? I think it's 6.8.
My machine is slow.
I'm having trouble too. I think it's 6.8. Okay, I remember that from the article. And okay. I know a lot of people look at that 6.8% dividend yield and they say, wow. So I gave a couple examples in my article of stocks that currently have high dividends. To me, that's a warning sign. That's a red flag warning. Boy, the market's up 32. It was down just 110 a minute ago. Now it's up 32. When I see a dividend.
6.5% yield.
Yeah, when I see that, okay, I'll give you another one to look up. It was the other example that I used in my most recent article. Tanger Factory Outlet, SKT. And, you know, it's my
9.8.
There you go. Okay, so here you say, gosh, you know what? I mean, I could put my whole retirement and just live off of those dividends the rest of my life. Or a portfolio of high dividend-paying stocks. But I smell a rat when I see a dividend like that. Now, look at a five-year chart of LB. Pull up, Paul, on your Market Smith, a five-year chart of LB. And tell me what it looks like. Your dividend.
Your downtrend, yeah.
Oh, major downtrend. Horrible. Yeah. So, okay, I'm getting my dividend, but my 100 grand, even with the dividend, is shrinking by about 15% per year. Tanger Factory Outlets is even worse. I think it's down to about a $4 stock. Now, I remember when Factory Outlets first came out, and they were kind of put in very remote areas, at least in California they were. They were out on, in the desert, on the way to Las Vegas, in the desert, on the way to Palm Springs, where the land was very cheap and whatnot. I would say that factory outlet malls were the forerunner to online retail. Because you could drive out to a factory outlet mall, and there were all the brands in one place. Not within, you know, one department store where there's those big markups, but you could go to the, you know, the Nike or whatever brand, Adidas, whatever it is, and get a pretty good deal at outlet prices without all the big overhead of the department store. You know, they got to pay the piano player, and those marble floors are not cheap to keep polished there at Nordstrom's and whatnot, so you're going to pay up for the nice racks, rather than just being folded up and thrown on a shelf like they do. But the factory outlet mall, I think the time has passed. And I just don't see people going to these factory outlet malls. And you say, well, there's a 9.8% dividend yield there. You know what? I'm not getting sucked in. Return, it's all about total return, the dividend and the capital appreciation or capital depreciation. And you've had terrible capital depreciation in these stocks, which leads me to say it's almost 100% certainty that both Tanager Factory Outlet and L Brands will cut their dividend at some point to preserve their precious capital, which continues to dwindle. Well, Loop Capital agrees. They say L Brands' decline, they see it extending, continuing. So don't go chasing big dividend yields. They are a false positive, in my opinion. Okay, we're going to get to our big winners. There's another analyst upgrading Workday today. We talked about this stock a lot yesterday. I think we was that our featured stock of the day yesterday?
Yeah.
I think we one day it was. Look at that chart on Workday. Now, that's a thing of beauty there. There's a stock that has come down to its 200-day moving average, has built a sideways base for 4 weeks now, 3 weeks, and it's breaking out of that sideways base. Guggenheim analyst Nandan Amladi sees healthy trends in Workday user growth, noting that financial customers continue to grow at 40% overall. Okay, so while L Brands earnings are declining by 5% pace over the years per year, Workday is growing at 30 to 40%. The analyst names Workday as a best idea and says it should be a core holding in a growth portfolio. Well, welcome to the club. It's been a core holding in our portfolio for quite some time. Guggenheim maintains a buy rating and a $235 price target on Workday, WDAY, which is one of our biggest holdings here at Gunderson Capital. Now, a non-growth company. Let's talk about Hewlett-Packard. HPQ, growth rate, last 5 years, minus 7% per year. No wonder Carly Fiorina could not get any traction in her presidential bid. I thought she was a pretty smart gal and made a lot of sense and all this and that, but she didn't do a very good job. Neither did Meg Whitman, who ran for governor of California. You know, I mean, they had a bad, tough situation in Hewlett-Packard, which is basically an ink company these days. You know, they've tried to break off their service side and whatnot, but they're still fighting a major uphill battle. You know, technology has just whizzed on by them, and the Workdays and the ServiceNows of the world and other things like that. Hewlett-Packard reports earnings. If anybody cares out there, it's down 5% today after that earnings announcement. And it's my and they pay a 3.6% dividend yield. There you go. Go chase that dividend, would you? You could do so at your own risk. I'm not chasing. And I want to say Gap Stores, which also is going backwards, also has a pretty big dividend yield.
Let's five see, and a half percent.
Five gap. Point, yeah, five. There you go. You could build a high yield dividend portfolio. It could contain Tanger Factory Outlets. That'll juice the yield at 9.8. You could have L Brands at 6.8. You could have Philip Morris Altria, which is over 6. You could have BP, which is struggling. It's over 6. You could have Gap
AT&T.
Stores.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just, I mean, this is the garbage dump. HP in there, Hewlett-Packard. Okay, it's up to
it
you.
It really is.
Yeah. It's a junk pile. A high dividend yield is the sign of a problematic, mostly, it's the sign. IBM has a high dividend yield. It's mostly the sign of a very weak fundamental company underlying that big dividend. Now, okay, we've knocked enough companies here. I'm going to talk about our two big winners here. One will be our featured stock of the day, and the other one, well, we'll go with Salesforce first. Salesforce I own in the premium growth, the buy and hold version. I sold it out of the other one because it had broken my line in the sand. But I kept it in the buy and hold version. Salesforce comes in, beats earnings by 19 cents. They beat on revenue. Their earnings have been growing at 49% per year over the last 5 years. Stock up 6.6% today. It's up to you. You can own a small dividend stock like Salesforce that's growing like a weed, or you can own a big dividend-paying stock whose earnings are declining year after year. This is Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new, safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Segment for the week of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We have gone positive on the Dow, and the Nasdaq's getting ready. It's about ready to go positive. Now, Paul, did we hit a new high, all-time high yesterday in the bond fund?
We did. We ticked a little higher and made a new high. We're up 5% since inception, and we're getting a 4% coupon on those first investors.
That's exactly
right. So
that's
about a 9% return year-to-date.
Yep.
I mean, on target for the year, I mean.
You know, I've had so many people tell me over the years, I'd be so happy, Bill, if I could just average 7-8% a year.
Right.
Without all that volatility. Now, we've had some people leave lately because they can't take the volatility of the market. Well, I got news. I've been in it for 22 years, and I have we had one span where the year Trump was elected, the year after, 2017, I think the worst pullback was about 4%, and but normally speaking, 10-15% corrections happen all the time. But look at where the market's gone over the last 10 years. So you just have to be able to put up with the volatility that comes with the territory, and you got to have at least a five-year time horizon. That's not even a business cycle anymore. This latest business cycle is 10 years. And so anyways, volatility, if you can't take volatility, we were discussing this yesterday about all of the alternative investments out there, whether it's structured notes, whether it's annuities, whether it's non-traded REITs. I keep coming back to the very best alternative, where you have about as good a principal protection as you're going to get. You know, in a lot of these principal protected instruments, you're still relying on the underlying insurance company not going bust. And we saw some insurance companies go bust, close to it, AIG, very close to it in 2008. And I just see these bonds on solid, fast-growing companies. You know, that principal is not guaranteed to be there, but it's, you know, darn near close to it. And in addition to that, you have the liquidity, which you don't have. When you tie up your money in a structured note or some of these, especially the non-traded REITs, your principal is not liquid. Try getting your principal back. You're going to take a huge, huge haircut, especially in the non-traded REITs. I'm not a fan of those at all. In addition to that, REITs don't ride through recessions well at all. They're very sensitive to the economy, extremely sensitive to the economy. I just keep coming back to a well-chosen portfolio of 10 to 15 individual bonds is a very good way to go. And, you know, I've watched it. I look at it every single day, and I just notice the lack of volatility. It's the turtle. It's the tortoise. The market's the hare. The bond market is the tortoise. And you know what? This is still a great environment for bonds. With Germany at -6 and us at 1.6, we still have a very attractive bond market that people are going to continue to consider it very desirable. So it's still a good place if the volatility is too much for you. If you got a lot of money sitting around in cash, not earning anything, that bond fund has done it has exceeded so far our expectations, and I don't see any reason why it shouldn't continue to do well. Okay, Intuit has also exceeded my expectations today. Intuit, look at that chart of the day right there. That's one of our largest, I know it's one of our top 10 holdings. Yep, breaking out, new all-time high. Somebody came along with an idea. Let's do taxes online, TurboTax, and let's do our books online, and they just keep getting more and more efficient and better at it and offering more products. They have subscription services now. I can remember when Microsoft tried to buy Intuit, and they were turned down because the antitrust said, no, we don't like that deal. It make you too strong. Well, Intuit continues to plow ahead. Now, here's a perfect example. We own Intuit in our growth portfolio, and I own it in the dividend and growth portfolio. And you say, how can you do that? The dividend is just under 1%. Well, would you rather own a dividend of 1% and a stock that is growing by 20% per year earnings and has put up phenomenal numbers, clobbering the market over the last 1, 3, 5, 10 years? So few retirees realize that the bulk of your earnings will come from capital appreciation over the years. Well, I got to take more risk for that. Well, you're taking even more risk when you buy high dividend paying stocks because your capital has high risk involved there. Whereas a very well-run, growing company, yeah, now when we go into a recession, Intuit was down 24% during the last 2008. It actually outperformed the market. But, you know, it will be vulnerable, and I'll have a line in the sand on a stock like Intuit. But today, it's breaking out to new all-time highs. I put out a buy signal on it again this past week for my live trading subscribers. The stock was ranked number 17 a month ago. Today, it's ranked number 173. It continues to be a best stock now. Well, you know what? It's been a wild week in the market, and it's a wild day, and it's definitely tilted towards a green day in the market right now. Don't go chasing high dividends. Give us a call on our dividend and growth portfolio, which takes a completely different approach. You know, most people are looking for growing dividends. Well, how about growing earnings along with those growing dividends? Now, there's a novel concept. And the bond fund, it's the tortoise versus the hare. You know, if you have that, don't have that stomach for volatility, it's a very, very nice compliment to your stock portfolio. You can get the newsletter this weekend, 855-611-BEST. You can sign up for it at GundersonCapital.com. I'm not. Do you hear the music? I don't hear the music. There it is. There's the music. Okay. means it's time to go. All right. Well, you have a good weekend, Paul, everybody listening. And check out this week's newsletter at GundersonCapital.com, where you'll find stocks like Salesforce and Intuit and many, many others. Have a great day.
Goodbye, everyone.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.